George Harrison, the one and only. Got my mind set on you. It's Ocean 100, 7:39. Good morning, April 19th. It's a Wednesday. School buses starting to climb out onto Island Road, so let's pay attention for the flashing lights this morning. Please and thank you. Interesting Islanders has been so fun. And today is going to be so fun, too, because we have singer, songwriter, author, mom. Mm-hmm. She's a lot of things, wears a lot of hats. Welcome, Tara McLean.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
And we have a lot to talk about. All right. But first and foremost, let's back the truck up here. Okay.
Okay.
Let's give people an idea of who Tara McLean is. Now, we all know who Tara McLean, the musician, is, but we're going to peel back layers. That's what this is all about.
Like
all right?
An onion.
Right. Exactly. And one of the first things you said was that this corner is like kind of your stomping grounds from back in the day.
It sure is. Yeah. I used to live over there on Fitzroy Street, and my great grandparents lived now where the government building is. It was the flower cart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I used to get my ice cream at Garden City across the street there, which is now the old triangle. Yeah.
And the flavor. The flavor.
Oh, grape nut.
Grape nut.
Yeah, grape nut.
It's a good flavor. You just made a lot of friends out there with that one statement. You certainly did. But you've gone pretty far in the music world. Like I catch videos all the time and interviews for Much Music and Lilith Fair and stuff like that. So tell me some of the people that you've performed with over the years.
Oh gosh, do a little name drop.
Oh, yeah, just name drop.
I just want people to know how far an Islander from Fitzroy Street can actually go.
All the way.
There you
all
go.
All the way. Yeah, I mean, obviously Sarah McLachlan because of Lilith Fair. Yeah. And that just put me on the stage with some of the greatest musicians in the world. That, mm-hmm. you know, we toured that for a couple of years. So I pretty much saw everyone from Missy Elliott to, you know, Dido to Jewel to the Indigo Girls.
Amazing.
And Chrissy Hynde. I mean, it was just so fun. And, you know, I've just done a lot of opening spots for cool bands like The Cure. And yeah, it's been really fun. Opened for Courtney Love.
Wow.
She kicked me out of my dressing room once. That was
amazing.
Fun. Yeah.
I don't have stories like that. So that's pretty cool. All right. So
well, that's why you don't have a book.
Yeah, no, true enough. Fitzroy Street to opening for Courtney Love. Like, look at that. That's something you can do. Opening for The Cure. Very, very neat.
Thank you.
You're an author now, too. We're going to chat about the book this morning. You've been very busy for the last little bit. You got a book, the book show that's coming up at the Trailside as well for book launch is what I was looking mm-hmm. for. Bull's looking at me over here. Scott's like, say the word, Darcy, say the word. So
I'm
we'll
there
talk
to help
about
you,
that.
Though. I jumped to your...
We'll talk about that, too, and lots more fun stuff with Tara McLean. You're excited.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
The birthdays are coming up, too.
Oh,
right?
I'm really thrilled about this.
All right. More with Tara McLean on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindel.
$3 a month. Visit bellalliant.ca/faster download speed for more details and to check availability. Bell Alliant. Internet just got better.
All right, well, I mean, it's not opening for The Cure or playing alongside Sarah McLachlan, but it is the PEI weather forecast. You want to help us out with that, Tara?
I would love nothing more.
Perfect.
So today, you wouldn't know it with these beautiful blue skies, but it's going to become cloudy. A few showers beginning this afternoon and a high of 13. Tonight, a few showers ending this evening and then mainly cloudy. Low is +2. And Thursday, mainly cloudy, clearing late in the afternoon with a high of +5. Right now, it's 4 in Summerside and 4 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
I don't know. That was pretty darn good. That was pretty darn good. Okay. You have graduated to the birthdays, which is coming up next in a few minutes after Nick Kershaw. We'll have more with Tara McLean coming up next. We should talk about your book, too, I think.
Sure.
That's a good idea. It's coming up. Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good, Ocean 100? It is fantastic to have someone in here that can sing along with these songs and actually make it sound good.
It sounds
so
much
nice.
Better,
it's
yes.
So nice. Tara McLean is joining us today, singer, songwriter, author now. And, I mean, what was the thought process behind writing a book? Where did that all begin for you? I mean, it must be pretty pretty lofty when you sit back and think, I'm going to write a book.
Yeah, and it happened really naturally. I wrote an essay that I posted on Facebook, and a lit agent saw that and gave me a call and said, hey, you want to write a book? And I said, sure. Mm. And then the next thing I knew, she was shopping a couple chapters I'd written, and HarperCollins picked it up right away. And, you know, I had some time on my hands. I was in lockdown with my mother.
Time on your hands.
There was a lot of coffee happening, yeah. and so a book just kind of came out.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the book? Give us all the details.
The book is called Song of the Sparrow, and it's a memoir of my life growing up on PEI and music and my shenanigans around the world.
And the title has a story behind it as well, right?
That's right. Yeah. When I was a little girl, my mom said that I sang before I spoke, and so she always said that I was a bird. So that's where that came from.
That's very cool.
And I wake up in the morning really chirpy, clearly.
We like that. We're here for it, for sure. And I guess now, saying that you wrote most of the book while you were in lockdown with your mom, must have been nice to have that reference point there for stories and stuff, too, eh?
Absolutely. She has an incredible memory, and she really helped me paint the pictures of the past. It was a wonderful experience for both of us.
We should shout her out. What's her name?
Charlene McLean.
Charlene. Well, thank you for being a part of Tara's book and keeping her company during lockdown. She needed that for sure.
Yeah, I sure did.
For sure. And we have been chatting about everything here from the book to music and whatnot. But I do want to mention that there is your book launch up here very, very soon. So give me the details on that.
So that's at the Trailside Music Hall at on Sunday, the April 23rd from 2 to 4, but doors open at 1. They're doing full lunch service and afternoon cocktails, if you like. And it's presented by The Bookmark, which is, of course, like the bookstore I've been going to all my life. They opened the year before I was born. So I have no idea of what it would be like without that bookstore.
Gotcha.
So I'm so honored that they're doing that. And that's where you get your tickets from them.
Okay, perfect.
They're free.
Free. That's that's a very important part of this, too, is that it's free. Okay, so pick them up at The Bookmark, and we'll chat more about the book and whatnot coming up. But we got this thing called the birthdays.
It's the birthday celebration time.
The celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge. Two people are going to win bridge passes on Friday this week. I'll start the list, and then I'll throw it over to you, Tara, and you can help me out with this. I know this is going to be a career highlight for you, I'm sure. Scott Doncaster, happy 55th birthday today from your family, wife Tracy, daughters Nicole and Paige, and puppy Orla. Tasha Hood, happy birthday from your buff hubby Josh and the kids. Josh, you owe me $25 for that. Dallas Hubert is 9 today from Jessica, Brent, Midnight, Putt Putt, Bun Bun, and Zilla. I'm assuming those are pet names. I'm thinking. Luca Jameson is 13 today from mom, dad, and all the siblings. Liam Likely is 7 from the whole family. Danny McCormick is 11. That's from your brother Cam, dad, Grampy, and Grammy. All right, Tara, it's up to you now.
Okay, I got this. Loyal Ocean 100 listener, Connie LeClaire of Tignish, happy birthday. Love your family and friends. Tracy Gazelles from her husband, Danny, her two children, Brian and Megan, and her two grandchildren, Declan and Dominic. They are from Stratford, and we're not going to say how old she is, apparently.
Okay, good.
Deanna Murray from Summerside, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Piper McGinnis. Have a wonderful day and year ahead. Love your 12 siblings.
Oh, that's a lot of presents.
Wow. And Piper is from Charlottetown. We have Charlene Felix from Gaspereau. Happy birthday, Charlene. Robin Kello, happy birthday from your much younger sister, Amanda. Lots of love. And Robin is from Charlottetown. Ada Bruce is 12 today from Millview. And Roseanne, a.k.a. Maggie Donahoe, is from Montague. Happy birthday, everybody.
Scott, you should say Gaspereau for me.
Gaspereau?
Yeah, no. Tara's way was so much better.
Yeah.
Gaspereau. I like it. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating.
I can say putt-putt.
Putt-putt. You got that one. Tara, you may have a future in birthday reading. I'm just saying that right now. I'm telling you.
Considering I have no other marketable skills, this is great.
Well, welcome here. You fit right in.
You're going places, kid.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to Ocean 100.
Late in the afternoon and a high of 5. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
8:03 at Ocean 100. It's Darcy. It's Scott. And thank you for the news, Scott. We're joined by Tara McLean this morning, who is really doing a bang-up job as our co-host here today. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
We're going to do the water cooler question. This is another big, big moment, I'm sure, for you. The water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. 75% of us say we do this more on vacation than any other time. A lot of people said reading, which ties in with what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. If you're going on vacation, make sure you pick up the Song of the Sparrow and take that with you.
Yes.
Well done.
That's
well
a,
done.
That's a plug. That wasn't the answer, though. The answer we were looking for is talk to strangers. We talk to more strangers while we're on vacation, which makes sense. You're not in your hometown anymore. Yeah, you're likely going to have to talk to people that are strangers.
Fascinating.
So if you had that, you are in the draw. And Friday, we're going to make that draw for a $100 gift card from Robin's. I don't know if
it's
you
a
know
lot
much.
Of donuts.
There you go. See, that's what I said. That goes really, really far. Chatting with Tara McLean about her book, about your music career as well. And I know we've talked about the book, but the music career is still ongoing. You have a tour coming up here very, very soon.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to be heading over to the UK for the month of May, the merry month of May. And I'm very excited about that. I'll be playing in London. And then I'm doing a literary festival in Wales called Hay, which is very, very exciting. And it's time to branch out. I've never played music over there except for a lot of karaoke in the pubs, which is a very different thing.
Still very good, though.
Singing a lot of Adele, you know. This will be fun to play my own music over there. And the book is set in London in a lot of places. So
and London
good.
Means a lot to you, right?
It really, really does. Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time there growing up. And my mother lived there forever. And it's very, very near and dear to my heart.
Amazing. We'll have more with Tara McLean coming up in the Ocean 100 Morning Show. She is our latest interesting islander.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
CHTN-FM, Charlottetown, is Ocean 100.
Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson, don't stop till you get enough. It's 810 Ocean 100. Darcy Scott and Tara McLean here with us today, and we are having a good time. Tara, just telling all kinds of stories here. loving me the history lesson. We're getting to downtown Charlottetown here as well, which is great. You mentioned you're going to have a show that's coming up a little later on this year at the Confederation Center, which obviously is a big spot for you, a very important piece of your career. So why don't you just tee that up for us?
Sure. On October 7th, I'm going to be doing a show at the Confederation Center that I'm so excited about. We're just right now, you probably remember Atlantic Blue that I wrote about the history of Atlantic Canadian musicians. Well, this, because I've written the book and the memoir, is going to be my story, but in concert with all great PEI musicians, and it's going to be hosted by Matt Rainey, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful night of music and stories and interactive with the audience. It's going to be a great night.
And what's that date again?
October 7th.
Okay, October 7th.
Don't think it's on sale yet, but just put it in your save the date at home and be there, please.
Be there. And I'm sure we'll have details on that as we get a little bit closer as well. Again, the album. Let's talk about the album now. You have been so busy. Like, you have been nonstop for the last, pandemic and all, whatever. Let's not talk about that, but you've been busy through it all.
Yeah, that's how I roll. I love making stuff. And it's been really, really fun. The album was a dream come true. I got to work with Daniel Ledwell, who is, Jen Grant's partner. I'm such a fan of hers, and I love everything he's done. It was such a great experience. And it's like an album that goes with the book. So it's a soundtrack. There's 7 old songs and 3 new songs.
Amazing. Why don't we play a song off the album?
Sure.
I think that makes sense. What song would you like to play and maybe tee it up for us?
Sure. Let's play Sparrow, which is the title track. And it's really sweet because if you go on YouTube and watch it, the video was directed by Catherine McClellan. And so it's a very down to earth, lovely, intimate portrait because she and I are like sisters. So she was the perfect person to direct that one.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. All right. Here it is. Sparrow, Tara McLean.
Spent my life looking for a sparrow.
Well, that's Tara McLean and Sparrow. Incredible. Love that tune. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today. That's part of the album. Tell me what the name of the album is and the book again, in case people are just joining us.
Sure. The book is called Song of the Sparrow, and the accompanying soundtrack to it is called Sparrow.
Incredible. And again, what's the significance of the sparrow? Because I love this tie-in with your mom.
Yes. Well, when I was little, she said that I sang before I spoke. And I was always her little bird. And I would walk around the forests of Cardigan in my diaper, just singing along with the birds. And so that's where that came from.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I just told you something that you couldn't believe, that I had only saw a lady slipper for the first time on PEI last summer while we were golfing at Mill River. And you have lady slippers are a big part of your book, too.
Well,
a big part of one part anyways.
Yes, because, you know, growing up free range on Prince Edward Island in the 70s, you know, we were very specifically told not to pick the lady slippers. It was, they're the holy grail of flowers on the island, and they are a wild orchid, and they are so beautiful. And I used to just, I was obsessed with flowers as a little girl, and I would bring back all kinds of flowers, but I was not allowed to bring back a lady slipper. Mm. I'd be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. And there's an audio option with the book too, right?
Yes. Yes, there is on Audible. I read the book for that, and it was an amazing experience. And yeah, so if you want that, that's 11 hours of me.
11 hours of you reading your own story, though, which makes it super authentic.
Yes, very. Yeah, I sing the songs. I actually burst into tears at one point. They're like, we're keeping that.
And I think that's a part that we should point out too, is that you sing the songs that are in the book too. Well, yes. The audio version is on.
Yes, I do. As many as I was allowed to. There's some publishing issues with a few, but a lot of them are public domain, so I was allowed to sing them.
Fantastic. All right, we'll have more with Tara McLean, our latest interesting islander. This has been so much fun.
Yay.
You should never drive while impaired. It's not worth a ticket, a fine, charges, or worse. Please don't drive after consuming cannabis.
Donate 10% to help support junior achievement programs in our island schools. See you at McDonald's for JA Day.
All right, Tara, take it away.
The weather, well, it is sunny over the ultramar, but it is cloudy over the old triangle. So PEI. So today, it's just going to keep getting more cloudy, but we're going to be okay with this. There's a few showers beginning this afternoon, high of 13. Tonight, a few showers ending this evening, and then mainly cloudy again, but a low of +2. So bundle up. Thursday is mainly cloudy, clearing late in the afternoon with a high of +5. And right now, it is a balmy 6 degrees in Summerside and 6 degrees in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
They always say make it your own in radio school, and you made that your own. You made that your own. Good
job. I have radio school right here.
Yeah, absolutely. We have more with Tara McLean, our interesting islander today on the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Coming up after Len, this is Steal My Sunshine. Ocean 100. Good Wednesday morning.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat.
Canadian classic, Len. Steal My Sunshine. Ocean 100. Hello. Welcome to Wednesday. It's the morning show with Darcy and Scott, and we have had such a good time with Tara McLean today.
Lots of fun.
Oh, Tara, thank you very much for being a part of our show.
Anytime. Anytime.
Careful what you wish for. careful. So you said we should probably do a little contest here.
Sure,
all
let's
right,
do
before,
it.
Before we let you go, and you have offered up a signed CD.
Yes.
And I did not know this about your grandmother. Now, your grandmother is Madrine Ferris.
Yes.
Okay. Legendary.
Legendary. Iconic islander. Yes.
I don't know how many people know this, but on the show Just Passing Through in the Pogie Beach movie, Madrine played the role, a role.
Yeah.
Don't give it away.
A role. Yeah, don't give it away.
A role on that. And if you want to win one of these CDs, send me a text or call me right now. We got one of them and one winner. If you could tell me what role Tara's grandmother, Madrine Ferris, played in Pogie Beach and Just Passing Through.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We'll give you a free signed CD.
Woohoo.
Amazing. All right. Okay. You're a busy lady. All right. You got lots to do and lots to get to today after breakfast and things going on and shows and books and signings and all that stuff. So thank you very much for coming in here today to talk to us about your life and what's going on these days. Safe to say you are a fantastic ambassador for not only PEI, but downtown Charlottetown, the Fitzroy Street and surrounding areas. But you're also a shining beacon of what people can accomplish from PEI if they really just stick to it and put themselves out there. So
absolutely.
Thank you for being that role model to so many as well. So, and again, careful what you wish for. There's a very good chance we're going to have you back.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait.
Perfect.
Thank you guys so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.